sisters in Jesus Christ, there are many stories told about Saint Peter, you know, some good, some not so good. And there's a story told, very appropriate to this gospel. There's a story told about a pilot and a Monsignor who died the same day, and they went up to the pearly gates of heaven. And St. Peter meets them and meets the pilot and says, "Welcome to paradise," you see. And he gave him, you know, gorgeous robes there and the best of dresses, outfit. And then he shows him his dwelling like a palace. Then comes the Monsignor, and St. Peter says, "Welcome, Monsignor, you know, to paradise." And St. Peter gives the Monsignor a torn garb with all holes in it. And he shows him his cottage, which is like dilapidated there. And the Monsignor goes back to St. Peter and says, "What's this nonsense about?" He said, "You know something? When the pilot was flying his plane, everybody in the plane were praying. And when you were preaching from the pulpit, everybody was sleeping." Well, this is the thing about Advent. Be awake. Be awake. And one of the things of being awake, my dear brothers and sisters, is change. Change that comes threatens a situation that we have grown comfortable, a comfort zone. Perhaps we have got used to a certain way of life or privileges. Imagine now a shake-up like this. Maybe at work or at school, in our family life, everyone seems happy about it, but what about you? What about us? What about me? It's easy to imagine how we might smile and go along with it while secretly being determined not to get knocked off our perch, not to go off our comfortable zone. So we put on a facade, but inwardly our hearts are corroding there. That's what John the Baptist preaching took place that we spoke of in the gospel. The wilderness in the Old Testament, the wilderness in and in between places, a place of journeying. The people of Israel entered it through the Red Sea when they escaped Egypt, a place of slavery. But it was not their final destination. It was the promised land. That is why John the Baptist performed his ministry there, to show that repenting of one's sins, people could at least truly enter that land. Whatever side of the river they lived on, their true homeland was nowhere other than their God in heaven. But were they really making the journey? And we ask ourselves, are we really making a journey there? John was skeptical when the Pharisees and Sadducees came to him for baptism. They knew they had ulterior motives and warns them of the danger of presumption. That goes with procrastination. Perhaps the Sadducees were coming to be baptized just because John's movement was popular. They wanted to be in with the crowd. Crowds and crowds follow John. They wanted to be in it. And they didn't want to seem to be touched with the latest religious fashion. They were, after all, the leaders and opinion formers of the Jewish people. And there was a popular moment that they could not afford. John the Baptist was a star, and they wanted to be in their company. They would let themselves be immersed in the water, but then go back to carry on fighting among themselves for power and influence. Their hearts and minds unchanged. The same challenge, my dear brothers and sisters, is presented to you and me this evening on the second week of Advent. Do we truly want to live in the kingdom of God? To be citizens of heaven? If you and I are honest, would we be happy just to carry on as we are? Do we go through the motions of our religious rituals because it seems the right thing to do? We program ourselves because it's now where we were brought up. It seems because our friends and family are doing it. Is our church a social gathering, or is it where we come to thank God and praise the Lord there? Or do we sincerely desire to be part of God's harvest? Although in some ways we are still making our journey through the wilderness of life, through the anxieties of life. So many of us perhaps here or come here this evening there with so many difficulties in their life. How to get up? So many on the verge of despair, of despondency. So many who cannot see light on the other tunnel. And yet, we are here now for what? To get God's grace. My dear brothers and sisters, there's something. Do we show one another patience, tolerance, compassion, and mercy? These are the highlights of staying awake. And that's what Advent is all about. Stay awake, and we stay awake by showing or coming more into patience, tolerance, compassion, and mercy. The changes the gospel invites you and me to make are hard to contemplate, but we encourage and support one another through our ministry. Remember, in conclusion, my dear friends, God gives us what we need. God gives us what we need. God does not give us what we want. There's a big distinction. Our needs or our wants. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.